Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning
in. Drew, do we have to wait for Sam, or is he going to be
I got him. I got him on the line. Don't worry.
What? Sam's on the line?
I'm on location.
Oh, I mean, we possibly had one of the most sad and controversial episode in the history of our show last week.
I don't think it was controversial.
Well, I have an apology to make, or a correction. Or
you have to issue an.
Was that the half I was a part of, or the half I wasn't a part of?
The half you were not a part of was sort of off the rails. I have to issue a retraction, I guess it's called in the business.
No, I think it's a correction. Well, it depends. It depends.
I don't even remember saying it. So Sam listened. So maybe Sam can. When we start the show, I'll stop in a second so you can hit record. But I'll ask Sam if I said it, because I know he listened back to the show.
So
of course I listen.
What I was gonna say to start, which I guess I'll do now as I
hit record so we can get going.
It's we've had some bizarre times we've done this show, situations in which we've done them, but I have to be honest, and we'll talk about it in more detail in a second, but having a major golf tournament on at 9:50 p.m. at night as I do the show is about as weird as it's gotten.
What?
The U.S. Open's still on.
What channel?
NBC, Primetime Golf. It's like
it's in L.A.
Yeah, these guys. Yeah, and I think all the good, like anyone you've heard of, is on like 17 or 18 by this point. But
so
there's still guys on the 13.
So now are the LIV guys in this?
They're in the majors. So yes.
Oh, they were in the majors anyways.
DJ and Bryson are in the top 10. Brooks had
the PGA Championship was the only one they were in question about.
Amazing, too, that the PGA guy that I accused of taking money under the table ended up in the hospital. They don't know when he's getting out. Interesting. I'm just saying.
If he took the money, why would he be in the hospital?
I don't know. Oh, he took the money. I think he got nervous.
Well, so, wow. I mean, he's done everything they've asked of him.
I know.
He's been
the biggest idiot
on the face of the earth because –
Leave it to an LA course to be soft for the US Open and let the guys break records.
I want to talk about that because I don't care. I have to be honest.
Well, but of all the courses in America, LA Country Club?
It's apparently super nice. Everyone is super excited about it.
All these golf courses are nice.
Yeah, that's
what you say.
We shouldn't be having a major where they're going to shoot 20 under.
I agree.
They're not going to. They're not going. First off,
I agree, but I don't care because I don't watch golf. So
yes, I don't.
So I really, I don't even.
I'm not trying to be funny. Do we want to talk golf now? I did want to talk it eventually.
Well, when are we starting the show?
I'm trying to start it, but Sam's already blabbering on about a golf course that cares about.
Start the show, and I have some notes too from last show too.
Yeah, I controversial, upsetting.
The only thing I really need to say before we start is that thanks for tuning in, which I think I already said at some point. And if I didn't, thanks again. But you found us one way or another, or you should find us every week, every weekend, I should say, especially if you are in the broader, greater Twin Cities area. I don't know where the radius starts and stops. Catch us, 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio. We are on, did I say WFNU? Did I just say Frogtown?
I don't know. I don't usually listen to you at the beginning because it's boring.
I said them both twice anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You can find us there every Saturday morning, 7 a.m.
I actually had some comments from new listeners about your intro.
Well, did you tell them that I'm not normally allowed to get through it cleanly?
Well, one, they don't like when you interrupt me.
Right. Yeah, I figured.
I think I'm
well, on, at least a couple of them think I have to interrupt you because they think I run the show. That part of that is keeping you on track. So,
okay. But no, they just, go ahead. We should start the show. Hit record.
What? Do they not want me to compliment
it? No, they actually like it.
Station that puts us on the air.
No, they liked it. It was new to them, you know, so they just didn't know. I don't think people realize until they hear from you that this isn't just a podcast. This is a nationally renowned radio show.
Yeah, and I do the
when can we,
way I do because would you say well, I guess I shouldn't say 95% of our listeners because I don't know how many people listen on the radio. Maybe a lot, maybe not. I don't know.
I'd say 500,000 to 600,000.
Yes, exactly. So 95% of the listeners that I know that are seeking us out are seeking us out in podcast form. So they've already know where to find us at this.
You know what else is new that I didn't really realize can happen, but I have a car that can do this. A lot of people listen to us in the car now.
Well, yeah, it's just Bluetooth. It's like playing music from your phone.
I don't know how. Somehow on my car, I get Spotify. I don't know how, and I just get Spotify.
Okay, cool. I mean, I could probably help you with that.
Well, I get it. I know how to use it. Oh. I don't know how it got there.
I have a feeling that's on borrowed time. Just like it's one of those free things that'll just go away at some point.
Oh, no. Probably. That's probably
good. But you listen to Sirius anyways.
True.
So, true. WFNU 94.1 FM, Frogtown Community Radio, Saturday mornings, 7 a.m., as well as Sunday, bright and early, 1 a.m. Those are central times for any of you in the Twin Cities area. Again, I don't know. Someone needs to draw me a map of the radius, and I'll give you the
cross. It's about 5 miles circled around.
Is it square or circled?
I'd say circled.
Okay. Is it from the studio?
Is there a difference? I believe it's from the studio.
Well, it would cover
5 mile radius. That's a great question, Sam. You were good at math. Is a 5 mile radius a circle or a square?
Circle.
Okay.
I think it could be. Is the radius?
Could it be? I feel like we're using radius in a poor way. Because
like radius is part of a circle, but we also are using it just to talk about the area.
So I went to Highland, so I never learned about this.
They didn't do geometry there.
You guys had.
Speaking of Highland.
But the radius is it's to the circumference of a circle.
Yeah, but we also.
I guess it could be a square too.
Didn't you guys have fairly high GPAs, or did you lie to me about that?
I don't know. You look.
I feel like you would know. Oh, that's true. That's true.
So I'm just saying we use the word radius to mean an area of space in this context as well. So I don't know if we're saying
it's also a bone in the body. So
that too, that's a lot shorter though. That doesn't.
Sam, don't try to act smart now. What do you mean? Wait, speaking of Highland.
Well, I was gonna say, speaking of Highland, you are the second most popular and most famous Highland Scot, no pun intended.
What?
On a radio show.
Oh, you're right.
That follows us on Saturdays at 8 a.m. And the more important of the two is Connor of Connor's Corner.
Yes.
That was a good segue. That was professional. What's going on?
yes, if you're tuning in on Saturday, then you would have heard yesterday's show, which was spectacular. You know, all the hijinks of his normal show, you know, Connor's sports facts, and we sing and lots of good stuff and conversation. If you're listening Friday, the show just happened. I have no idea what the heck we talked about because it hadn't happened yet. So I guess whichever you fall into, if this is Saturday or later, then you know what a great show it was. But as of this taping, I can't tell you what we talked about because I don't know.
Fascinating. Can I, before we jump back into golf, unless either of you had anything else to open the show, I feel like let's just get the quick golf chatter out of the way quickly. But I do want to mention something before we start.
Okay.
I feel like there's no sport in America specifically that wants to be watched less than soccer. We've talked about the Apple TV bit for quite some time.
It had to be one of the disastrous moves of all time.
I haven't watched a single game this year because of it.
I would say maybe the only dumber move was probably trading Arise, but we'll get to that later. Yeah, I don't.
He's having he is having a down couple weeks, which is true. He's still batting 375.
He's still better than anyone we got. But
378. Anyway, yeah,
what was the thinking behind that?
Let me follow up. What?
All right, go ahead. No, the thinking behind the soccer move, I don't really understand it.
Apple, I mean, they. MLS did it because Apple gave them the most money. MLS.
Well, good. That's great, MLS.
Yeah, and I think Apple thought people would go out of their way to then subscribe to Apple TV with the MLS. I think they probably overestimated that. But not just the MLS. The U.S. men's national team plays tonight.
Do we have a coach?
Not yet. It's still an interim, although apparently there's a...
why do I know we didn't have a coach? That's... Yeah. I don't even know why. Because
it was a huge thing that he got.
Oh, yeah, that guy was so bad.
So they're apparently making some sort of announcement tomorrow, though. But they're playing tonight. They're playing Mexico. That's a relatively big game.
Where's that at?
In Vegas. Hmm. Where the
crowd could go either way.
Yeah, right. Probably poor home field advantage. But whatever. All of these things. It's in a real tournament. It's not just a friendly. Big game, right?
I guess.
You want to know where you can... I mean, hypothetically, big game. You want to know where you can watch it?
Nowhere.
Paramount Plus.
What?
Oh, I was going to say ESPN Plus.
No, not even.
What is Paramount? Is that a thing?
It apparently is a thing.
Is that like a streaming thing?
I guess. Yeah, yes, it is. I mean, yes.
I cannot stand...
Here are the channels that Paramount Plus has access to that if you subscribe, you could stream. Okay. CBS, fine. MTV.
Wait, say this again. What are we doing here?
These are the chance. So if you go subscribe to Paramount Plus,
right,
you get shows from the following.
Oh, from channels. The networks. Okay, CBS.
From the following networks.
Okay.
As well as I'm sure some movies, but those movies you could probably get anywhere else too.
Right.
CBS.
All right.
Good one. MTV. I don't even know what they have anymore.
What is on that anymore?
No idea.
Ridiculousness.
Over and over again.
No, seriously, it's ridiculous.
No, that's all they have.
That's the name of a show.
Ridiculousness. Yeah.
Do you know that when I was your age? Yes, I was at 30, maybe 50 years ago. They actually played videos on MTV. Did you know? Were you guys ever? Did you ever see videos?
Yeah, music videos.
Yeah.
Daily.
Yeah, yeah, and we also saw Pimp My Ride and the greatest show.
Oh, the Cribs.
Yeah, it was a great network then too. So MTV, and what would MTV be without its
VH1?
Actually, I can't say what I was about to say. Without its companion BET.
Oh, I'm not sure what you're about to say, but okay, probably good.
I was gonna say the relation of Sam to me, which I was gonna say it's.
Oh.
It just felt a little.
We would have been canceled.
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that, but that's why I caught myself.
This show would have been canceled.
Yeah. Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, and the Smithsonian Channel. Who would subscribe to that?
The Smithsonian Channel could not be very fun to watch.
If they just showed Night at the Museum over and over again, that would probably be better than whatever they show.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Is that with Kevin James?
No. That's Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Oh, I know.
Night at the Museum is Ben Stiller.
Is there a movie better than Paul Blart Mall Cop?
I didn't know you liked it so much.
Well, him writing that segue is quite something.
Kevin James on the segue is something. It's one of his best roles. I'm not sure he has very many good ones.
But well, Hitch.
Sure. Hitch is great, yeah.
That's not
and on TV. And now pronounce Chuck and Larry.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
So this big soccer game tonight is on that.
Paramount Plus and Univision, but then you got to listen in Spanish, which is no good for us.
Well, it's soccer. I mean, who cares what they say?
It's probably more exciting, actually. Anyways, I just happened to catch it on my Twitter feed. It made literally zero sense, and I could not believe it. So.
Yeah, I think when you find a really crappy sport, no offense to anyone that loves soccer, and you make it impossible to watch, it's the marketing behind that, not very bright.
And they're trying to push the sport, and you know, and we're apparently getting better, and I think we are from what everything I read and hear. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm some deep soccer mind here, but like, why would you then make that team impossible to watch?
Do we still have a soccer team here?
Yeah, I think they suck again.
Well, they always did. Yeah, well, you know what I say about that. We are Minnesota.
Yeah, they're kind of their own special brand of like crap though. You know, they're not even interesting.
You know,
feel like some of the other teams make the sucking interesting. Like for example, there is no like the Vikings exist for entertainment and comedic relief of the league. Like just the stuff they go through, been through the Kirk Cousins, all of that the crap they went through. Zimmer almost lost an eye, like. Ridiculous.
Half our team got arrested.
Yeah, the Love Boat. Like, they bring entertainment value. I find nothing redeeming about the Loons. They're average.
And the Wonderwall.
Yeah, the Wonder, but they don't win anymore. They've only, I think they've only won at home once all year.
Well, I mean, why we don't fire coaches? So why would we get rid of that? He's awful.
Well, we did fire one, but.
I know nothing about the guy or the sport, and I know he's one of the worst coaches.
It just feels like we've gotten no better, and he's been around a long time.
Correct. Well, and every guy we sign is can't even step on the field, so something's wrong.
He doesn't play any of them.
You're absolutely right. They sign all these guys, they make this big deal, and then like I never hear about them ever again.
We don't even get to see if they suck or not because we don't get to see them play.
There's that. I think he's Korean of some sort. I would assume.
Hey, watch it.
Well, I would assume South Korean.
Why would you assume South Korean? What about East Korean?
There's no such. I just, you know, it's pretty much that's South.
That's the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. What?
There's no East or West Korea.
No, because East is, to Sam's point, the ocean. West is, I think, a sea or a bay or something.
Oh, because I thought West. I'd
be
Korea
being
might
like,
be.
Oh, that's like East Carolina. Like,
no, there is an East Carolina.
University.
Okay.
But there's not a state, because if you put a whole new state next to North Carolina, it'd be in the water.
Well, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
So your Highland education is really showing right now.
He may be from the eastern portion of Korea. I can't say he's not. That makes you feel any better.
Well, North and South Korea, I mean, I don't know. I just.
Why, and those two, I assumed South, because I don't think North he'd be. You know,
right.
Playing soccer. Anyways, we signed him. It was a huge deal. I don't even know if the guy plays because I can't watch him. Anyways, that's
but
my.
But he did open up a restaurant in town, which we need. So.
There's a quick soccer talk. Let's go back to golf for like 5 seconds because I'm sort of
okay.
With
can I just put a teaser out there before we talk about the golf for something to come down the road? I am going to shock you with my statement that we're going to discuss later. I think the Minnesota Twins are the absolute best organization to work for. And I'm going to tell you why later. Stay tuned.
Except job security.
Yeah, unless you're the trainer, because then they just blame you even though all these guys still get hurt.
Well, you might be onto something.
You know why people say I have to run the show? Can I just interject? I mean, I'm going to interject.
That was on one of my notes from listening
to
last show.
I've never heard anyone say you had to, but continue.
No, I'm saying, do you know why I have to, and therefore why people say that I do? Because I'm trying to move on to a topic that Sam clearly feels passionate about, and I care about what Sam has to say about it.
Well, he's been to Pebble Beach.
And you're out here trying to get us down an avenue about the Twins already.
No, I didn't. I wanted to give – no. If you heard what I said, it was a teaser for later. I – was going to go right back to golf, which I could not care less about.
No, but see, when you say something, then Sam feels the need to respond. You guys have some weird thing where that happens. I know Sam about this, then Sam went on about
golf. Yeah, Sam torched me the other – what was the text you torched me about the other day?
Well, see, this is Drew's problem. We need to go step by – topic by – we might need to have the
– remind me.
We might need to have the pre-show meetings again to get you in check.
I had a long day yesterday not being able to breathe and almost throwing up about 30 times and – but Sam torched me again on Twitter, on my text. But remind me to get back to it. Sam knows probably damn well what he said. I just can't.
So golf. Oh, I also, yeah, Drew, go ahead. I'll defend myself later.
How do you defend yourself?
Because I'm sure that'll come up in the context of you have to issue your correction, which you still
you
have.
You torched me. I didn't say a word to you.
Which I will allow you to do.
Okay, continue.
Golf. My take on this whole LA country, first off, the course looks cool. Holes look interesting. I kind of like that it's not the same place as it always is.
Now I feel like I got to flip it on. Okay, go ahead.
I think it might honestly, now it may be over.
No. Oh, yeah. Law and Order.
Yeah.
Special NBC. Victim Unit season 21 is on.
On
wow,
NBC.
That's a lot. Oh, it's on NBC?
Yes.
I went to USA.
It switched over. Here's from 1 to 8 p.m. Eastern, it was on USA.
Ricky Fowler, where did he come? Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, Ricky.
These are all the dudes.
It's literally just Dustin Johnson. And I think Bryson's in 7th.
Oh, okay. Go
Ricky's
ahead.
Not a live guy. Oh, LA Country Club. So here's my thing with the U.S. Open and when the courses are super hard and whatever. I don't remember exactly where it was, if it was Brookline or wherever, but a few years ago when Brooks won and his winning score was like 1 over. That wasn't fun to watch at all. I don't really want to tune in and watch these guys go hopefully fairway, probably rough, onto the green, but like 40 feet away, and then like lag putt 4-footer for par. Like, I don't enjoy 18 holes of that. And I don't know a lot about the course, I'm not gonna pretend like I do, but everything I read leading up to it, which there was a lot about because it was the first time it was there, was it could be very difficult if they made it difficult. And so I'm still holding out hope they're going to do something probably tomorrow and then the days after to really turn up the difficulty. But I like when there's guys out there, if you play good golf, you should score, and you should put birdies on your scorecard, and you should be rewarded for it. You should not be like, do you remember some of the courses you could hit the ball in the smack middle of the fairway, but the fairway is at a 45 degree angle, so it just rolls into the rough. Like, what's the point? You hit a good shot and now you're penalized for it. Like, I don't like that. I like how this.
I'd love to hear Sam, if Sam agrees on this or not.
You play the holes the right way, you should be rewarded. And guys had rounds basically of a lifetime. It's not like it was just U.S. Open records. It was major scoring records. So, like, is Augusta too easy? Like, it just was a – it was a – there were great rounds. Anyways, I just don't care.
I'm so curious if Sam agrees.
So, I mean, as people know and as you two know, I worked – maintenance at a golf course for 7 years, huge course guy. And I agree with you to a point where, yes, plus if you're one over, if the leader's one over, that's not very interesting to watch, because it's not. I mean, it's not what it's fun to watch a ball roll around off a 45 degree angle fairway or roll off a green that stuck right by the pin, maybe once or twice, but it's not fun that over and over. That's not golf. But there's also a point where these are professionals and they're all good at golf. And if the course is that easy, they're all going to score high, and it's not going to be that, there's going to be no differentiator. And I don't think this score should be in the mid double digits. I mean, ideally, I think a score should be around 8 to 10 under it at the final. So I think there's a little bit of middle ground. So, I mean, but there's also a point where no one's watching anyways, so they got to do something anyways to I don't know if it's, you can't really pick up the pace of play with walking and things, but there's a bigger issue. But
part of the reason it was so easy today is they said they were worried about pace of play with the full field if they made it difficult. So it's actually a good point. They tried to respond to those issues, and now people are like, well, you made the course too easy. And I'm like, well, we can make the course hard, but they're going to still be golfing at 11 p.m. Eastern. So, if Ricky Fowler goes out tomorrow and shoots 6 under, and so does Xander, and then I will walk back my statement a bit. I agree. You can't have a U.S. Open winner at 22 under or whatever. But if they do the things that they claim they can do to make it harder, to firm it up, put the pins in more difficult places, move tee boxes back, then I don't think we're going to have this discussion. Because, yes, two guys shot 8 under, which is crazy. But then after that, it's nothing insane. I mean, the bulk of people are at 3 under at best. And, you know, your cut line, I mean, you have a whole other round to play, but your cut line's at 1 over right now. That's more or less normal, you know? I mean, there's years it's crazy. So I just don't think it's out of control yet, just because two guys had awesome rounds. We don't need to all of a sudden have a, you know, it doesn't need to be an indictment on the course, is all I'm saying. Plus, it was fun to watch them play well. I don't know. But I get your point. They can't do this all weekend. That I agree with.
No, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, too. But if it's that easy and they're putting up 5 under or better every single day, then it's to a point they're not even being tested. So.
Yeah, I agree. They can't do it every day.
They also, going back, they need to figure out a pitch clock or something. We can't be taking 45 seconds to swing, to hit a drive, or to read a putt or something like that. They've got some issues.
They're slow guys.
Golf is such a stickler about rules, and then that's one thing they just refuse to touch. It makes no sense.
Well, I'm, you know, now that golf made a deal with the devil, it'll be interesting. I heard they're going to be able to wear shorts. I think golf's going to change.
Liv already can wear shorts.
I know, but the PGA is going to be able to, I think, because they're being
I think is fine. Who cares what you wear?
I do too. Well, I don't know. I think golf.
These guys' tan lines are so bad. They need help. All the help they can get.
It's not their shorts though. It's like Have you ever seen the bald guys when they take the hat off?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh, it's brutal.
Who was that one? I can't remember that one golfer, but
Stuart
it was horrible.
Stuart Sink, probably.
Why would you? Wait, there's 12 million golfers. Why would you pick Stuart Sink?
Because I feel like he was. Isn't he bald?
Probably.
Matt I feel Kuchar. Like. Or maybe I'm thinking of Cooch. I'm not sure. It's one of the older golfers that is like completely bald. And he had like the worst hand line ever. And it was from like around his head. And then it had the hole from the like, you know,
it was
where
Patrick
the
Reed
clips. Patrick Reed's got a bad one too. But no, I think it's Stuart Sink. Google Stuart Sink tan line and get back to me. It's brutal. I think it's brutal. And Cooch probably has one too, honestly. Okay. There's enough golf talk.
Oh, it is Stuart Sink.
Yeah, it's brutal, right? It's awful. And then he's got the little hole on the back from the hat clip. It's great.
Stuart Sink, yep.
Yeah, so that's why I singled out Stuart Sink. No offense to Mr. Sink, great golfer.
I'm not sure if he's listening.
He should. Anyways, there's your golf chatter for the day. Dad, do you want to issue your retraction before we move
well,
on?
Well, I mean, there
well,
was...
Dad's got to issue like 40 retractions for breaking the name violation, but that's a different story.
Yeah, that's...
I have breaking news.
All right.
I already have a Paramount Plus account, and I'm not sure how.
You do?
I thought you were going to say Rocco got fired for on the T-Pain concert night.
No.
Wait.
I actually don't really blame it.
Wait, time out. We for VFW tonight, we played North St. Paul. Mm-hmm. They actually have their own ball boy who, for their varsity games, gets every single ball. Well, he came with them tonight for the game, and his name was T-Pain. So you mean to tell me that he was in concert too?
Yeah.
He's at Planet Target Field right now, tearing the field up, which I don't know how they allow.
Because T-Pain was over at St. Thomas.
Yeah, it's a big day for him.
So what do I have to retract, Sam? Sam, you took notes. Let me go with your notes first.
Well, some people were questioning that we couldn't do the show without Drew, and people forgot I used to run my own show as well. That was actually
I don't think these people knew.
More complex. On the radio, I took calls, you know, I had to mess with the music in and out, faded in and out. So, I mean, I think we, no, I'm just kidding. Am I though? I don't know.
I think to be fair, the only reason people are saying that is I don't think you could run a show with just you and Dad.
Oh, I would go insane. I don't know. I'm more of a, what do they call it? A support animal to Drew to get through the shows with Dad because after 5-7 years, he couldn't handle it.
It's less about your ability to run a show and more about your ability to run a show specifically with Dad.
Well, first of all,
God! So Paramount Plus has a live, a free trial. So I'm like, let me see what this is all about. Go watch the I really wanted to watch because they got this kid apparently from Britain, basically. He had dual citizenship, and he picked the U.S. over Britain, and he's playing. I wanted to watch him. I'm on Paramount Plus. I can't watch the game.
What?
I'm on it. Sorry, this video is currently unavailable. How disastrous is that for Paramount Plus? Oh, people are probably so mad. Anyways. Sam, continue.
I don't know if RIP Dave 2.0. I hope there's a 3.0.
Well, that's the interesting part. There almost was. There was a very that same family. Almost had the same exact incident with a goose. There was almost a Dave 3.0. I'm not kidding.
Well.
The older brother was playing golf, and there was an incident with a goose. One goose ripping the shred to shreds the other goose, and
oh my god,
there was almost a Dave 3.0. Now, Drew got a few. I mean, what I have to retract is apparently I was accused by I'm just gonna say it, Bennett Kotuck. He accused me of saying that Dave 2.0 was dead when he found it. Did I say that?
I believe you may have.
Did I really?
Well, I thought he was dead the entire time, so I didn't know he was ever alive.
No, that's not true. They brought him in. They got him to the bird sanctuary, apparently. That's what I was corrected on. So did I insinuate he was already dead?
I can't remember if you said he was dead when they found him or if he was dead when you met him.
I never met Dave 2.0.
Oh, I don't know.
We did post a picture on Twitter of Dave. I mean, I guess you can determine how alive he looks in it. But I got a weird story about that, a follow-up story to this. But Drew, you had some concerned people out east saying, damn, rest in peace, Dave 2.0, didn't you?
I did.
This show touches a lot of people.
They just wanted to, you know, honor someone so close to the show.
I mean, I feel like that, you know, it was a bummer for a lot of people to hear.
I think they recognize how much he meant to someone who means a lot to the show. And they wanted to make sure that respect was felt.
Okay, so this is, as God is my witness, this is a true story. So I think before Sam got on, we did some investigating into hummingbirds, and Drew seemed to pull it out of his anal somewhere.
He used Google.
He used Google to find out that hummingbirds are good luck, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then an avid listener, who possibly found Dave 2.0, told me a story about a baseball game last week. He was hungry in the set. We were down 4 runs in the 7th inning. He was hungry. He went and grabbed his lunchbox, and inside his lunchbox was a picture of Dave 2.0. This part I actually saw. He takes the picture out, puts it on the corner of the dugout, and we score 5 runs and win and go to the state tournament. So that actually happened. Drew says hummingbirds are luck. So I guess my only suggestion is, if you see a hummingbird, either in distress or non-distress, you pick that thing up and carry it around. It's going to be good luck. Or snap a picture, I guess. Now, that actually happened, Sam.
I don't think you'd make that up. I believe it.
Yeah. How bizarre is that?
I agree with the story, so I'll let Sam react.
So did you keep up the photo of the hummingbird the rest of the season?
Well, that was the game.
Maybe that would have helped your odds the next game.
Well, see, that's where...
You guys put up a big... your players put up a big goose egg.
Don't say goose. That we almost had
that was on purpose.
That's too soon. Too soon for the goose 3-point. Dave 3. Well, the season was dedicated to Dave 2.0, but yeah,
poor judgment to take down the photo after that run.
It was a different field, for crying out loud. But yeah, I would say the next game did not go so well. But yesterday went a lot better. So congratulations to all my boys for taking home something you're very familiar with, Sam, the consolation championship.
Yeah, and I am very familiar with that. I got intentionally beaten that game, so it does bring back some fond memories.
I told someone the story just yesterday about you getting intentionally beamed.
I do have some issues with your players, though.
Go for it.
I don't know. A lot of them had mustaches. The poor representation of the school. I don't know who was allowing that. Coach
BT. Oh, that's
BT.
What you chirped me about.
Head coach BT. I'm not sure how he was allowing that. Not sure what was going on there. So
why don't you just go ahead and say who you thought had the worst one?
I only saw one of them.
They were sitting next to. There's two that were right next to each other.
I only saw RFs, so that means the other person's must have been so bad I couldn't see it.
You're not. What was the initials?
RF. That's the only one I could actually physically see. So the other person.
You didn't mean Rex Fitzgerald.
Are those his initials?
RF.
No, I'm saying his. I could see his. So the other person must have been worse.
I think what you're trying to say is, Sam, you're not a fan of Rex Fitzgerald's mustache. That's what you're trying to say right now.
No, I'm saying I'm a bigger fan of his than the other person's because I couldn't even notice the other person's.
Well, Nick Becker. I mean, possibly.
By the way, if I could just interject for a moment.
I didn't touch any in these pictures. I didn't sit and touch anyone out of request to you.
Not what I was going to say. Weird you would bring that up. That 2-minute painful discussion about whose mustache and that's why you two need me. And that's why people understand that I'm needed on this show.
Well, Sam was upset about the facial hair.
He
blamed me. Go ahead. Their parents are probably listening, by the way.
Well, good. I don't know how they let him out of the house with those stashes.
Well, the other problem is I'd love to get, you know how I mentioned last week about Jake Borman and my buddy Spring? And I was going to give a shout out to their painting company.
Did you get the name?
So I did get the name. But I forgot it again.
Nice. Do you have anything else on those lines you need to get out?
So, Jack and Jake, I apologize to your company, but I will have the name next week for sure. I'll write it down
or something, yeah.
It's something painting.
Jake and Jack painting.
No, it's not their company they work for. So, I was trying to give them a shout out. Well, it's the company they work for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't know. They're high school
successful
students.
Successful business. Right, well, I don't know. I knew about high school students that own businesses. Yeah,
so I apologize once again. Think that different
from lawn care.
I knew I'd forget it too. But yeah, so I think that pretty much wraps up the – I did apologize. I the bird was alive and got to the place alive. So anyways.
Well, I have actual breaking news.
Okay.
If you two are done. Well, Sam, yeah. Do you have other thoughts from
the show? I'm sort of done.
No, I'm excited to continue out the show.
So I have actual breaking news, and it's actually going to be a wonderful segue from a topic we've already touched on into another one that I think, Dad, you want to talk to. You remember how you asked if the U.S. had a coach yet?
Yeah.
Well, we just got one.
As of right now, we literally within the last 5 minutes, there's strong reports that we do. It's the same guy.
Pele?
No, it's the same guy.
What?
The guy they just fired, they're now going to rehire.
Wait.
Does that mean we couldn't find anyone else? Because we fired him for a reason.
Who fires a guy and then rehires him?
Well, they partially fired him because of all of this drama around the player. So maybe now, let me put it this way. The guy sucked, so they shouldn't have rehired him in the first place. My hypothesis would be... A lot of his firing was not necessarily due to success or lack thereof, but rather how he handled some player situations. Perhaps he made it sound like those have been ironed out. Maybe the players said something as well. So maybe they felt he was okay to bring back. But he was still a crappy coach. And why would you even – and to your point, once you fired him, like, feels kind of weird and stupid to bring him back. You look like idiots running the sport. So another indication of – people who run soccer in America, do they have any clue what they're doing to try and be successful and grow the game? I'm not so sure.
I don't.
Literally the same guy.
Why?
I have no idea.
Well, and they turned down the former Leeds guy for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know how good he was. They kind of, I mean, they had other issues with him, injuries, and I think ownership was poor, demonstrated by the fact they just sold. To your neck of the woods, Sam. But it does feel a little weird that, like, they literally fired a guy and then, 6 months later, rehired him? So you want to talk about job security. That guy lost his job and got it back. That's about as, like, he got probably severance, paid off, took some time away, and now he's back. So here's my question for you.
Yeah.
And this is the segue into what I want to be brief Twins chatter. And I have a thought on how we consume baseball.
Well, remember, I have a teaser out there.
Yep. Well, this is going to be my segue into your teaser. This is my point.
Okay. Have you ever actually been on a segue?
No. They scare me.
Sam?
I have not. Okay. I think I'd fall off.
Continue.
I think I feel like I'm relatively athletic, but there's something about those I just don't think I could really.
I feel like I would probably stay on it for a second.
It's. I think I could get going. I don't think I could stop without falling. I feel pretty confident in that.
No, I would. I don't even think I could get on it.
I don't think they're that hard to get going.
Yeah, I feel like.
Because I've been on those, like, you know, those boards, Sam, the, like, hoverboards. Like, I've been on one
you
of those.
You have?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, stopping on those things is a little difficult. And they don't, I think, go nearly the same power as a Segway. Where was I going with this? A Segway? What's
Donnie
worse?
Barrels or something?
No, my thought is not about. Oh, it's sort of about Donnie Barrels indirectly. But my question is not about him at all. Is it a worse managerial, and I can't say ownership because no one owns USA Soccer. Is it a worse managerial front office decision to fire a guy, have everyone think that's a good decision, and then rehire a guy? Or is it worse to just not fire or get rid of guys that are very clearly not that good and just let them stick around and hold on to them? What's worse? Because we're staring at both of them right now.
It's way worse to fire and then rehire the same guy. That's ridiculous.
But now let me put it this way. What if that guy was bad?
He's still bad.
Yeah, no, let me finish. What if the team, though, still had relatively decent success under him? They won regional cups.
Why'd you fire him in the first place?
What makes no sense is why would the guy accept the job? His leash is going to be so short. He's already on the hot seat after being fired, rehiring. It makes absolutely no sense why we'd want to take the job again. Okay. And to deal with that guy's parents all over again?
Well, the guy's dad's like supposedly his like best friend or something. It's insane. The whole thing's insane. It's a good point, though, Sam. Why would he?
He got severance. He probably got paid $5 million at least to get fired. So
I mean, luckily it's just soccer and no one gives a crap anyways.
No one can watch it.
And you can't watch it anyway. So
one's gonna know he's the coach.
Unless you get Paramount Plus, but then it's blacked out or whatever.
Or is that as bad as somehow not sending down two pitchers who have a 5 ERA in the past 2 years?
Oh, I mean,
those guys shouldn't be in Double-A, let alone the majors.
It's a good segue.
I thought it was a pretty solid segue.
It was. I haven't fallen off yet. The greatest organization in the history of the world to work for, the Minnesota Twins. You can be Max Kepler and absolutely suck your entire career and still play. You can be the worst manager in the history of baseball. By the way, Asa Rapp's going to come on to talk about this soon. And
former shortstop Fenny was upset he didn't get the call first, but that's you can take that offline with him.
What happened?
Former shortstop Fenny was upset he didn't get the call before that shortstop, but we can take that offline.
I didn't know he was interested.
We'll take it offline and continue.
Maybe we could have a shortstop debate. Although, from my recollection, Fenny was more of a second baseman. Neither here nor there. But anyways, you can be the worst manager in baseball and not get fired. You can be the worst general manager / president / whatever the heck that those two idiots are and never get fired. Drew mentioned it. You can be the trainer. I guess that's the one place you might get fired. You can be a batting coach from
But he was like, ironically, the trainer is like, I feel like at this point that guy should sue them. These guys are still getting hurt constantly. Clearly, it wasn't his fault.
You can
probably
be
the strength guy's fault.
You can be the manager from a town ball team that they. Isn't our hitting coach from like town ball, a town ball team or something?
Don't forget the Drew's. I'll say it, Drew's. You don't get in trouble with him, but your buddy, the third base coach.
Oh my God! Whoa!
They won the game by ignoring him.
Hey, we have a beep now. I could actually say this. Yeah, the guy, what an ungrateful son of a you-know-what, he unfollows Drew.
A week after following Drew, he tells the guy to hold up. The guy ignores him and scores the tying run, which we ended up
winning
because of.
I can only come to the conclusion that he listens to the show. That's why he unfollows him.
Well,
You should.
To be fair, I don't think you need to listen to the show. My tweets convey similar feelings. Oh. So.
What a horrible first base coach. But to our
third base coach.
Yeah. Well, the first base coach sucks too. I don't even know his name.
He? The first base coach is whispering sign.
Yeah. How many times can he whisper in the runner's ear? You can absolutely.
He's stolen a lot of bases this year.
The chef.
No, one guy's stolen a lot of bases.
Michael, I think Taylor's got like 10 or so.
Taylor's the greatest player. Buxton should. We should trade Buxton and keep Taylor. That's
why do we still have Buxton?
We brought him back and sent down Larnach.
Oh yeah.
Very well. They've stolen. Here we go. This is 3 days ago, so this has changed. But they've stolen 34 in 40, and they've allowed 32 in 46. That's actually pretty good.
Well, the 34 is like 27th in the league. So.
No, I don't. I think they're pretty reasonable.
Stolen bases right now 35, 26th in the league.
Okay, never mind. They were like dead last by like 12 for a while. So maybe it's just in comparison.
The food at Target Field sucks. Even the chef sucks, and he keeps his job. It's such a great place to work because you can absolutely be the worst at your job and have job security, like you said earlier. It's remarkable. The worst owner in the history of sports.
It is sort of – well, that's – I don't think that's probably true. You could be owned by Oakland. They could be
those guys that were racist were still better owners. They were just
– I was going to participate in the reverse protest yesterday, but why would you do it on a Tuesday?
I know.
There's none of it that made sense, and I hate the MLB commissioner for a lot of reasons, partially because he's, like, letting this happen. I think it's really bad. But he absolutely roasted Oakland. Did you hear what he said?
No.
He said, I got to pull up the direct quote. So did you hear about this, Dad, this reverse protest thing?
Yeah. Well, while you're doing that, looking it up, so Vegas passed a $300 million bill for the stadium. I feel like that's not a very expensive stadium.
No, not at all.
I mean, what are we? I mean, there's houses bigger than that. What are we doing?
Not at all.
Well, one of my friends asked me if we should go, and I was like, I considered it, but then I realized you actually couldn't pay. If you paid me $100, I don't think I'd go watch a game there because it is actually the worst stadium ever. There's dust on all the seats. It is gross. The food's not good. It is still probably the most expensive stadium food price and drink price I've ever been in. None of it is entertaining to go to.
Well, by the way,
they're doing it on purpose because the owners want an excuse to sell. So they're trying to run the team into the ground so they can sell it. Here's what Manfred said. Quote, this is a literal quote. It was great to see what is almost an average MLB crowd in the facility for one night.
Yeah,
imagine being that like hateful towards a franchise. Why would you not want your franchises to succeed?
Good luck going to Vegas and watching a game when it's 145 degrees.
Listen, Gary Bettman's got his own issues, but at least and he's probably overly obsessed with keeping the Coyotes in Arizona. But like, he is obsessed with keeping the Coyotes in Arizona.
I mean, at least
now it's getting crazy. But like, keep your team. Like, it's not like the A's have been around for 5 years. Like, they are a historic franchise, and they consistently have outdrawn teams like maybe until this year. Like Tampa Bay had nobody come to their games last year.
They still don't.
Games. Yeah, they're the best team in baseball. No one goes. Like, I don't understand why he has this weird hatred for Oakland. Like, he's, again, going back to earlier, the whole money thing. Like, clearly the owner's in his pocket or something or vice versa, whatever it is, because it doesn't make any sense.
It's
a proven market that's just awful, and the owner refuses to – to Sam's point, make the stadium even visitable, much less.
I understand trying to keep winter in Arizona. That makes sense to me. To go spend summer in Vegas where it's going to be stifling, I don't get it, but whatever.
Yeah, it's like in February or March, you're going to have to come to Minnesota and play in 40-degree weather, and then you have to play in 140-degree
weather. I know. Just
they're going to have to build an indoor stadium in Vegas. Like, it's just crazy.
It's a tiny stadium. It's like good luck.
So the only thing I want to say about Twins and baseball, then we got about 5 to 6 minutes to talk finals finishes, is, and this is by no way absolving any of the things that we just said, coaches to players to organization. But what I feel like, and I don't think we do it as much. I think we have just general feelings about the Twins that carry on from you know, forever.
Oh, nothing changes.
Yeah. So I'm not necessarily saying this specifically about us, but I feel like people have this tendency with baseball specifically to like look at every single game as like an indictment on the whole season, whether it's good or bad, because the Twins just won 4 out of 5 against 2 playoff teams. And everyone was like, the bats are coming around. They're playing better. The bullpen is getting better. They're getting contributions, blah, blah, blah. They're getting healthy, blah, 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 all of that. They go out tonight. Gray is bad. Moran, who's actually been pretty good, is bad. They only score 4 runs. Like, they play poorly. Like, Rocco probably made a bad decision or two.
They play poorly.
That's fine. It's a 162-game season. Like, it's not all of a sudden over. Now, you have to look at the body of work and be like, they're probably just an okay team, and that is what it is. We've been saying that. But, like, what changed from 2 days ago? Just because they had a bad game, and all of a sudden it's over? Like, I feel like people take the football view of one game means so much and apply it to baseball because there's nothing else going on in sports. And all of a sudden, I'm like, it's the same group of guys. They just played bad, and Detroit played well. Like, you play 160 games. Like, relax. I don't know. That's why I don't really get – I don't look at its standings really for baseball that closely until, like, let's call it August, because I just – it's not worth it. It is just not at all worth it. The trade deadline, teams change by, like, totally flip over the whole rosters. Why am I going to bother with, oh, God, you know, we lost to Detroit in June. Like, we're still leading the division by 3 games or whatever. Like, who cares? And if we weren't, who cares too? We could maybe come back. Who knows? I don't know. It just bugs me.
Like, you cannot
after baseball games.
I mean, we have 2 Lopez's that suck. The guy that we got absolutely railroaded for a rise, and then this dude from Baltimore that's absolutely horrific.
I think they ruined him.
Of course they do, because it's the worst organization ever.
He was literally an all-star. And then he fell apart. Now, he fell apart last year, I think, because they got overused because the starting pitching was so bad. But then this year, even to start the year, you know, he didn't let up a single run in all of April. 12 outings, 12 innings. Yeah,
now it's like 16 out of 15 or something.
Can you explain to me how Moran, Pagan, and Lopez all pitch in the same game? Like, there's no chance of us winning with all 3 of those guys pitching in the same game.
Well, to be fair, Moran went in the 5th inning because Gray sucked. Who else would you put in that spot? You have to pitch 1 of the 3.
Anybody?
Moran's
like 0-for-8 this year already.
He's been pretty good lately. I mean, he had a bad start to the year.
The same Moran, the lefty?
Yeah, he's been pretty good as of late.
He has a 4.5 ERA.
I'm saying lately.
Compared to for most Twins, that's good. I'm
trying to find like last. You know,
yeah, why do you try to find a silver lining?
In the last 30 days, Giovanni Moran is a 0.84 ERA.
Well, factor in today, it's 2 at least.
That is factoring in today. I'm literally looking at the stats right now.
I don't believe it unless
they haven't updated their stats, but
there's no chance.
That's a bunch of funaki.
I'm just telling you, he's been pitching well lately. And like, you know what? At some point, like, we can blame Rocco, and we should for many cases. Sometimes these guys just got to be better. Like,
well, they're not.
No, I mean,
that's the point. They shouldn't be on.
That's the problem. Is, and I'm, yes, you're right, Lopez. Lopez is an all-star. He should be better. But the thing is, he's not better, so we need to send him down. We need to try something else. We can't keep putting him in these spots.
The spot they put him in wasn't – I mean, who do you want to use in this? It was a 5-4 or 6 – no.
It was a 1-run ball game. We're going to throw in a guy with a 5 ERA.
Who are they going to – like
– That's the point. Why don't they get better people?
They should, but that's kind of my point. My point is we blame Rocco for everything. We should blame him for a lot. But at some point, you know what would have also helped? If Sonny Gray could pitch more than 4 innings. He was terrible. He's our best pitcher, and he was terrible today.
Well, you know, what would also help, too, is if our guys have good plate approach and plate discipline. Yeah. And that's
my only point.
Yes, you would.
Go ahead.
Like, you expect Buxton and Correa and these guys to be better, and they're not. These guys suck. Yeah. So we got to do something, and it's all a culture thing. We've talked about it before, and we'll continue talking about it.
Correa has been playing better. But my point is, we blame Rocco for many, many things, rightfully so. But also, I just think that's where the default goes, and that's back to my point of, we look at baseball in these like one game vacuums over 162 game season.
I sort of disagree with you.
No, not we, the three of us. I think like people, like in general.
This is the same problem we've been talking about for years with this crappy organization. No, but people.
Yeah, but that's because it's an I agree
with you. I mean, yes, we can rip on Raga, but two, the players just suck this year. There's no other way to put it.
I think my point is, like, they are doing some things different. The starting pitching last year was terrible.
They don't pay themselves.
This year, the starting pitching is very good and is second in the league, in innings pitched. They're letting guys go deeper. So, like, they are trying something different, but now that's not working because guys are the bullpen. Every guy they expected to be there, except for a couple, have gotten worse or have.
I'm agreeing. I think this is probably the only time in baseball where the number one team in starting pitching can barely break 500.
Right. That's kind of and at some point that is partially maybe on Rocco, but I don't think in his slight defense, he's not exactly working with a full deck, which is the other two idiots' faults, which we've discussed. They're just unable to put together and have been unable to put together a complete roster for, you know.
Do you think
since they juiced the baseball, literally?
Do you think there'll be an intervention? Because it's very clear that Cat is smoking methamphetamine, and I think they need to have an intervention.
Well, and on that note,
I
hate to say this, but it's probably best we got rid of Patrick Beverley because I think he's supplying it.
Oh my God!
Well, Patrick Beverley went to the Skip Bayless school of journalism, where you just say the most outlandish things to get clicks and to get views, which is working.
But Cat doubled down and said he was going to change the league or whatever.
So yeah. That comment specifically, like,
idiot.
I get what he was trying to say, but it is impossible for him to not sound completely corny whenever he says something. And even if he made a comment about, like, I could go out there and, you know, get 40 every night or whatever, like, he probably could.
I don't think he could.
He's
first of all, he's not going to play every night because he's going to stub his toe and be gone for 70 games.
That's what I was going to say. The only way he changed the game is that he changed the game where players now sit out 6 months for a strained calf muscle.
Right.
Well, I think they came out later and said it was a tear, that they lied. But my point is more like he can say things about himself as a player, about being a big man shooter and how that's a revolutionary in the game. He can say that he feels confident he can score, you know, at will whenever he has the opportunity. Those are very normal things that former All-NBA players can and should say. But he finds this weird way to say it that has everybody ready to dunk on
him,
pun intended.
Like, I honestly,
he's just,
to his point,
he cannot get out of his own way.
He honestly
is like, he's the best big man after we just watched Jokic have literally, and we're honestly close to time or else we talk more finals, literally a historically good finals as a center. And a different center won the MVP. Like, what is Beverley talking about?
I am completely on board. And he somewhat has kind of changed the game with how a big man can shoot and the five runs the game. But so is Jokic, by the way. But the most outlandish thing he said was that the Timberwolves' first round exit in the playoffs was a better run than the Nuggets' NBA Finals championship.
There was four comments people that are making the rounds. That one made no sense. The Beverley one was ridiculous, and the other two are coming from a place where I see what he was trying to say, but he said it in a way that is so utterly ridiculous. And he's
also, I have to say it. I have to sneak this in. Classic Jimmy Butler getting carried by undrafted free agents, like he did in the Timberwolves scrimmage.
Oh, hit the music.
I hit it early.
What? Oh, there it is. This has been another edition of Apples to Apples right here on WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio. Stay tuned for the hottest riggers on the planet, Connor's Corner, coming up right now. We are family. I got all my sisters.
just like birds of a feather. I won't tell no lie. All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Just let me state for the record, we're giving love.